There are a lot of myths about what it means to be a real New Yorker. They're rude, they only wear black, they don't know how to drive. But one thing is certain, New Yorkers are always in a rush. Native New Yorker Christina Makaya reflects on her struggle to slow down.
As a kid, whenever I opened my mouth, I spoke quickly. And if you asked me a question, I'd answer almost immediately. In middle school, I was even granted extra time on tests, not because I needed it to finish writing an essay, but because knowing it was there would stop me from nervously racing through an exam. When you're born and raised in New York City, being impatient becomes part of your identity, and hating slow walkers becomes a lifestyle. But this was more than a lack of patience. Unlike my friends at my competitive private school who played instruments and won chess tournaments, I didn't have what some would consider a talent. My grades were not good. Plus, I had an older sister who was just 1 year above me. She got straight A's. I was worried my parents would be disappointed in me, and I felt like I'd fallen behind. By sixth grade, I realized I could use my quick pace to my advantage. Being fast was like my superpower. I broke school records as a freshman on the track team and could type faster than anyone else in my grade. Finally, I'd found my talent, and with it, a sense of self-worth. I thought slowing down was a weakness. That is, until my family and I hiked Mount Kilimanjaro. I mean, this thing is massive, like really, really tall. I was ready to race to the top. But rule number one of hiking Mount Kilimanjaro, walk slowly. Life on that mountain hinges on slowing down. Maintaining a slow pace is the only way to adjust to high altitude. This made me nervous. But how bad could it really be? My New York superiority complex was kicking in. Like a badass middle-aged woman in Central Park, I immediately speedwalked, overtaking my family with ease. Then the air began to thin. I could taste pennies in my mouth, a weight on my lungs, and a cramp forming underneath my left rib. But after the first day, while miserably setting up my tent, I heard a burst of laughter. My brother, Lucas, sister, Alejandra, and dad were running around looking energized as ever. Where were their cramps, aches, and pains? They were talking about sights they'd seen and inside jokes I couldn't understand. I felt left out. For the rest of the hike, I was forced to slow down. But I got to spend time with my family, and eventually the air was running through my lungs again. And by some miracle, we all made it to the top, just in time to watch the sunrise. Did I faint twice on the way up? Yes. Yes, I did. Today, I laugh at my 15-year-old self who thought she could hike Kilimanjaro in 8 hours. It was one of my biggest accomplishments, and I didn't have to rush to get there. You don't always need to be quick. I even took my time writing this story, and I think it and me have both turned out okay.